You are listening to CKMS Radio Waterloo, 102.7 FM. And this is Into the Void with me, Christopher Sharon.
Hello again tonight, and thank you for joining me in the void. So tonight is one of my favorite nights. Actually, tonight's always my favorite night, but it's one of my favorite topics of the show. And we're doing Music You Can't Stream Legally, Part 2. So, it's music that I love and would love to be able to listen to on Google Music or iTunes whenever I feel, but I can't, so I have to go buy it and then convert it to an MP3 or record it off a record and then put it in my phone so I can listen to it in my car or whatever I want to do with it. So, one of the most famous bands that you still can't listen to online is Tool. So off the hop here, I'm going to play you their song 46 and 2 off their album Enema. Popular belief dictates the song title references an idea first conceived by Carl Jung. The idea is that the possibility of reaching a state of evolution at which the body would have two more chromosomes than the normal 46. The premise is that humans would deviate from the current state of human DNA, which contains 44 autosomes and two sex chromosomes. The next step in human evolution. Thank you. Up next, we got Elephant Talk, King Crimson, off Discipline. Discipline was King Crimson's first album following a 7-year hiatus. Only founder Robert Fripp and later additional Bill Bruford remained from previous incarnations. The rest of the band was Adrian Belew on guitar and vocals, Tony Levin on bass guitar, Chapman Stick. The album resulted in a more updated 1980s new wave oriented sound. Check this out. Elephant Talk, King Crimson. Up next, we got Gavin Harrison's big band album, Cheating the Polygraph. Sound of Muzak and So-Called Friend, originally composed by him and Stephen Wilson from Porcupine Tree. And Gavin Harrison is also a drummer for King Crimson nowadays. So you need to listen to all of that stuff. Anyway, Sound of Muzak, So-Called Friend.
We'll be right back.
Up next, we got Porcupine Tree featuring Gavin Harris. This is an EP released in September 2017. The standard version of a mini album composed of four tracks written during the Fear of a Blank Planet recording sessions and was completed over the summer of 2007. The EP title, which stems from the opening instrumental track of the EP, was actually derived from an unreleased demo written during the Fear of a Blank Planet recording sessions, always recurring. Now this song actually features Robert Fripp on guitar from King Crimson. We'll be right back. Porcupine Tree. Up next, we got some Headroom by Canadian Fusion Rock Masters FM. This album was made using the direct-to-disc recording method, in which recording tape is not used. This method requires that the group perform two 15-minute sides live in the studio with no overdubs. The recording is mixed live and transcribed to the master disc as it's being performed. This was a briefly popular format in the 70s, and like all albums made this way, it was a limited edition because only so many copies could be pressed this way from the master disc. And this features Kitchener native Nash the Slash. Headroom. again, that was FM, Headroom. Up next, going back with some King Crimson. As with their first album, the mood of Wake of Poseidon often and quickly changes from serene to chaotic, reflecting the versatile musical aspects of progressive rock. This album was a clear indication of how difficult it must have been to work with Robert Fripp, as all the original members quit before or during the recording of this album, leaving Fripp the only musician in the band. Greg Lake agreed to stick around to sing the vocals for the album, only before joining ELP. He received King Crimson's PA system as payment. Sit back and enjoy this one.